From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. The city of brotherly love isn't living up to its name. It's already logged nearly 300 homicides for the year, and Police Commissioner Sylvester Johnson has had enough. This fall, he's trying something new. He's inviting the men of Philadelphia to help clean up their own streets on a volunteer basis. The program is named A Call to Action, 10,000 Men, It's a New Day. It'll recruit and train volunteers to patrol their neighborhoods unarmed. In just a minute, we'll hear from the commissioner. But first, Dave Davies is covering the story for the Philadelphia Daily News. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
So as of Monday, the homicide total stood at 298 people. Just how bad are things on the street?
I think they're pretty bad. I mean, it seems we don't go a weekend without finding three or four bodies on the streets of Philadelphia, usually shooting victims. And it's a trend that's been emerging the past couple of years. We had 400 murders in the city last year for the first time in a decade. So I think there's a real problem and a perception among a lot of people that it's a very urgent situation that the police need to try and deal with.
Tell us a little bit about this program.
Well, I first learned about it when I was talking with the commissioner about a week ago about his efforts, and he described it as getting 10,000 black men out to protect their neighborhoods, protect their women, their children, and their elderly. When the program was officially rolled out last Friday, the kind of racially targeted aspect seemed modified. It's now called 10,000 Men, and the organizers say they do want white, Hispanic, Asian, and all men. But it's clear in all the materials that there is a focus on African Americans because that's where the carnage seems to be concentrated in the city. The idea is to get people out in large numbers, and they're asking people, well, men really, to commit to 2 to 3 hours per day for 90 days, which is a pretty major step for somebody to take. And they will patrol in large numbers in the city's most crime-ridden neighborhoods at the direction, to some extent, of police commanders.
So this project is in some ways deliberately echoing the Million Man March. Dennis Muhammad, one of the organizers, is also the chief of security for Nation of Islam Minister Louis Farrakhan. Could Muhammad's participation turn off some possible participants?
No doubt. I mean, I think, you know, the Nation of Islam generates some controversy wherever it goes, and we've gotten some emails and letters about it. I mean, I should point out that Dennis Muhammad is participating, he says, not as a member of the Nation of Islam. There's no official participation by the nation. He has a consulting business, which he says he works for several police departments on sensitivity training and other issues in community policing. He really has an idea that he thinks will stem street crime in Philadelphia and might be replicated in another city. So he sees himself not really here as representing the Nation of Islam, but as somebody with an idea for fighting crime.
What are you hearing from your readers about, you know, what they think are the chances of success, or do they like this idea?
I've gotten a lot of email and phone calls and letters about this, and there is some skepticism whether there's the organizational capacity to really generate that kind of a huge volunteer effort. There are also some people who object to the police commissioner and the city government being involved in what is seen as a racially targeted effort. People say, look, I live in a white community. We have plenty of crime. Why aren't we getting out there and getting volunteers in my neighborhood? And again, I mean, the commissioner, and I'm sure he'll say this when you speak to him, said it's not exclusively for African Americans, but I think that focus is objectionable to some who feel that the police commissioner and the city government really needs to be racially neutral in everything it does. And as I said, I mean, there's some questions about whether they can really put it together. I have my own doubts about, I mean, it is a very ambitious goal to get that many people out over that period of time, and we'll see whether it happens.
Well, Dave, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Dave Davies is a reporter for the Daily News.